Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Ella Thorpe. And Dr. Ella Thorpe's been with us in the past. She has a practice in Southern California where she, of course, takes care of a lot of people with chronic problems and certainly with using types of treatment that are perhaps not those typically used. She's able to help many, many of these patients. Dr. Ella Thorpe, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Monteith.
So basically, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your view of medicine. You're a traditional, trained as a physician. And yet, of course, I think that you feel, as I've come to feel, that a lot of what's done today is really not as beneficial. I think the doctors try to do a good job, but they really have never trained properly in nutrition. They honestly do what they're told to do, what the medical organizations tell them to do. And I know that the leadership of organized medicine, whether it be here in California with the California Medical Association or at the national level, the American Medical Association, those organizations have been compromised. They have an agenda. And just as with so many organizations across America, whether it be unions, whether it would be legal organizations or dental organizations, where the members are controlled, not from their control from above. These are not bottom-up organizations. A small group of people have gained control of the reins of power, wherever that may be, and are misusing that power to the detriment of patients. So you pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Monteith, and your wonderful contribution to the truth, freedom, and the discussion of opinions like this. It is a serious issue. We are seeing a tsunami of chronic illness, even in the young ages, in every aspect, be it diabetes in the young, cancers, both in the young and the old, and cardiovascular diseases, obesity, autoimmune phenomena, mood disorders. And when I started learning medicine back in the 70s, I was basically hoping to be able to be a general practitioner who would help my patients and their families live a healthy life and not have to, do very aggressive things but instruct them. And that is not what I was taught. In medical school, I was basically taught the basics of the body anatomy, some physiology, but a heavy emphasis on pharmacology and then imaging and surgical invasive techniques. And our training was very exciting in that we were able to go into these intensive centers and learn about new techniques, new drugs, and we saw the very ill. But we never were taught how to keep people well and not need these things. It was a foregone thought that we're there to detect disease and to use a protocol of pharmaceuticals, imaging techniques, and consultations and surgical services. And this is sad. I feel sorry for my colleagues that they are not well-versed in nutrition, and they are really not well-versed in chemistry and biochemistry, so that when a pharmaceutical rep comes in from a big pharmaceutical with a study, they're pretty much left at the behest of the representative telling them what the study says, rather than that doctor really being maybe as competent as you think.
Hold that thought, and basically, ladies and gentlemen, many of the drugs, or most of the drugs, do far more harm than good. We'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Please, we'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and today Dr. Ellen Thorpe is pointing out that her dad was a food chemist, so she started out looking at things from a chemical point of view and trained as a physician, as other doctors are, but she had the advantage of knowing the importance of food. And of course, Dr. Ellen Thorpe points out that basically, we are trained as physicians to prescribe medications. Now, so many of the medications really are takeoffs on very, very simple old line types of treatment. But of course, you can't make a lot of money on the old treatment, so you have to find a new molecule. And basically, whether they want to use the wine molecule, comes from wine, that's resveratrol. It's a very effective treatment, especially combined with vitamin D, curcumin, and a few of the other things. It really alters the genes, but you see, you can't make a lot of money on that. So they've got to find an alternative molecule for long life, because they know the resveratrol will do that. If you ever listened to the advertisements on television about Celebrex, and basically, you know, they have this person there who has arthritis and how much better they are on Celebrex, and there's all these wonderful views of the people doing all these wonderful things and smiling, as the voice behind says, and of course this can give you a heart attack and give you a stroke, it can give you all sorts of complications. I ask your doctor if this is appropriate for you. Basically, they took Vioxx off the market after it had killed 40 or 50,000 people. And they know these drugs kill people. But now, of course, as long as they put this on television, listen to those ads, ladies and gentlemen. They're telling you these medications can kill you. And the average American doesn't hear it. All they do is see the beautiful pictures of nice people there. And so many of the medications are dangerous. Now, there is a place for medications. Certainly, pain medication, you know, traditional pain medications are fine. But so many of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications produce all sorts of complications. And certainly many of the treatments for arthritis, many of the treatments for so many diseases create problems. There are 115,000 people who die every year from drug reactions, but we don't talk about that. And then, of course, all the mistakes made in the hospitals, they're talking about another 100,000 people, 125,000, 50,000 people who die as a result of the mistakes in the hospitals. Dr. Lorraine Day, we interviewed recently, she was talking about 500,000 people die of one or another problem, either hospital problems or misdiagnosis or certainly dying of the complications from medication. And this is not to say that that medicine is all bad, because it isn't. It can do wonderful things. And I think, no, certainly the heart surgery I've had, the orthopedic surgery I've had for replaced hips, wonderful, wonderful procedures. But you must understand there's a lot more to medicine. And certainly a lot of this has been forgotten. And Dr. Ella Thorpe is trying, of course, in her own personal practice, to do the things that doctors in another generation did. And they took a lot better care of their patients. Go right ahead, Rita.
Well, that's true. There is about another 120,000 added to the 115,000 that are a total of about 225,000, a quarter million a year that we kill. The inpatient mistakes, the nosocomial infections where the hospital transfers infection surgical cases and infections and the tubing. So, yes, it's an incredible number. It's almost too hard to wrap your head around. So the point we're trying to get at is not to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but to have a sincere and open discussion about this, not afraid to admit that this is happening, inform the population so that they go into their physician's office with a more serious consideration as to what the true benefits or risks are to their medications. Now, given that all being said, we have to also bring up the fact that the physician is so limited in the biochemistry and nutritional basis and wellness medicine. And this is where I think the physician should take a front row in advising on the diet of their patients, how and the time that the physician has to be with their patients. The insurance companies are pressuring them as the pay for the visit is reduced more and more. They're trying to run through more and more patients, and it is just a setup for a miserable scenario. So physicians have to, if they love being a physician and they feel called to it, as I do, you have to just back out of the situation and say, I will take less pay and I will give more time to each patient so that I can hear them, so I can examine them, and so that I can look at a whole person rather than one part. And admittedly, you know, I do want to have a urologist who can do a cystoscopy on me if I have bladder problems, but I want that urologist to honor me as a holistic physician because I can see every case that comes to me, whereas a urologist would not feel comfortable seeing a child brought in or an infant or a pregnant woman. So we need to better appreciate the general practitioner and to allow physicians or try and raise up physicians in medical schools now with a desire to teach preventative medicine. And that begins with your lifestyle and your diet and, you know, sugars and high fructose corn syrup and genetic modification in food. Physicians should have a major statement in this, and we're losing the battle. You know, I'm from California, and we lost the vote last November on declaring GMO foods. I didn't hear the California Medical Association make any peep about it, and that's that's not appropriate.
And I think it's so important people understand genetically modified food, almost 90% of your corn, or 90% of your soybean, or probably 80% or so of your canola and cottonseed oil, all come genetically modified. And we know that genetically modified foods certainly are carcinogenic. We know that they are basically they interfere with fertility. They impact on so many aspects of our lives. These things are known, but of course the public doesn't know it, and the doctors don't know it, and their organizations have been taken over. So when you go to the meetings, as I do on a regular basis, the doctors hear the same things we were talking about 50 years ago, but the really important issues are seldom mentioned. I think I can think of last year, the entire year, one significant talk given by a doctor somewhere from a major university. In fact, she was so impressed by it, I had her come onto our program, and she was talking about all the complications that were actually as a direct result of medical practice. But that was simply one out of the probably 40 to 45 programs that I heard last year. And one doctor had something significant to say. All the rest of it was simply fluff, and it sounded good, and basically they had nice slide presentations and PowerPoint presentations, but there were not things of significance as far as really helping you to take care of the patients. And the preventative medicine, which is based really upon certainly proper nutrition and exercise, and never will you ever hear at a medical meeting any criticism of vaccines, and yet vaccines are one of the major sources of the mercury and the aluminum and certainly the lead and the other products that we have that are devastating our population today. Go right ahead, Dr. Ellithorpe.
Well, you know, I remember when they changed general practice into a specialty called family practice, and they changed the ER doctor's presence into a specialty called emergency medicine. In the older days, any doctor would have taken his turn in the emergency room. So even if he was a urologist, he should have been trained enough in whole medicine and been a complete doctor so that he could have handled the entrance issues to an emergency room. But with time, we've so specialized that no way would a urologist take any time in the ER. We've gotten the doctors out of the community. In other words, doctors move for position and placement all around the world now for research. Not that I'm against research, but the whole concept of a community and people who live there and make their lives and families there, and we know our patients, we know their families, we deliver their babies, we watch their children grow and graduate, and then we deliver their children's children. This is a dying field, and it came to my face when the insurance company started having what is called a wellness visit, as if it, what a novel idea to have a patient come in and want to have their blood pressure checked and their blood count and so forth, as if this was a novel idea. It just shows that medicine is designed, look for disease, let the patient come to you with their disease, as if it's an expectation for there to be a massive amount of disease and need for drugs and consultations and imaging and surgical intervention, instead of being proud that my town and my patient population is the healthiest because I go to the town council meeting, I know the hospital board, I know, you know, my consultants here, we're a community. Well, that's long gone, and it's ruining us.
Yes, and more of the doctors in private practice certainly are going into hospital-based practice. And certainly, I know I have some offices that I kept in someplace back east and medical offices. And one of the doctors running those offices certainly had a clinic and several other doctors with her. And those doctors simply been lured away by the hospital there. More and more we're seeing doctors working for the hospital, but they're not going to be able to do what they want to for their patients. They're going to do what they're told to do. When you're in private practice, it's the most wonderful thing to be able to take care of patients and do what you think is right. But when you work for somebody else, remember the fellow writes the paycheck and certainly calls the tune. I did mention lead in vaccines. You don't get lead from vaccines. You get it from fluoridated water. That's another subject. I didn't want to leave you the wrong idea, but certainly both aluminum and mercury are in many of the vaccines and are systematically poisoning people. They're carcinogenic. They interfere with fertility. They interfere with the endocrine system. And basically, then why are we giving it to people? That's a good question. We'll be back in a moment.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Dr. Rita Ellithorpe. We're simply talking about general health. Dr. Ellithorpe, why don't you talk about diet? Because diet is so vitally important, and I know that's an important part of your practice.
Well, the amazing thing about diet is we're giving our diet over to the system. In other words, mothers aren't at home planning and preparing the food, and fathers are out working, mothers are out working, the children are getting food from a government school. Everyone's too exhausted to talk. No one meets for dinner. No one meets for lunch. No one even meets for breakfast now. Commercials teach us and give us examples of the family on the go, and they're all rushing here and popping things out of toasters, and we're letting commercials teach our little toddlers how to behave and what to eat. Nobody's staying at home and cooking and valuing it, and so we are truly in a state of crisis as a people. The food you eat, the spices that go into it, whether it's radiated, whether it's GMO'd, whether they use saturated, polyunsaturated cooking oils or not, trans fatty acids, they're making it as if you can't understand eating anymore, just like the economy. You can't understand the economy, my dear, because it's too complex. It's Keynesian economics, derivatives, and special drawing rights, and all these terms are thrown at the public, and they're dumbing them down and making them feel inadequate to take ownership of what they're doing with their life, with their money, with their health. And so if we're going to talk about diet, I think one of the first things I do with my patients is I give them time. And I sit down and I talk to them and I say, do you really want to be well? And if you're going to be well, can you invest some time in it? Because nothing worth having a valuable product is not worth the time to put into it. So I ask them, will you give your diet some time? And will you take ownership of your food? I'm going to ask them to be cautious when they go to a grocery store. And I use a bit of a shock value by saying, I consider grocery stores pornography stores for the body. And that kind of shocks them. And I say, absolutely. If you look down every aisle, you look down the cereal aisle, it's a lot of GMO corned cereal sections, and you have the snack food sections full of GMO corn-based and wheat products, and you go down the baking aisle. Aisle after aisle is full of junk, and unless they eat and be happy with humble foods like fish and vegetables and salads and nuts and fruit, they're going to be taught through commercials and the way they set up the sales in grocery stores, which are really pornography stores for the body. They're going to be attracted to gimmickry and shiny things and smells full of chemicals that are prepared by someone else who doesn't care about you or your family. And so that's one thing I teach them about diet, that the grocery store is a pornography store for their body. And then I teach them restaurants are basically houses of ill repute for their mouth, you know. The restaurant will make anything taste any way they can do it to get you to want to put that taste on your tongue over and over and over again. So I tell them, unless you own your food and elevate the position of someone in that house being designated, you know, preferably the wife and mother, to be home, stay home, cook good food, have the meeting time at the table, have the rest and the social impact of the gathering and what is the family and what is, you know, the needs of each person. All of this goes into our health and well-being. A system, a scientific term, cannot replace the joy of a good family meal. Who cares about holidays anymore? You know, Resurrection Sunday is coming up this March 31st, and the joy of cooking to do this is like, well, I work so hard, I don't want to take the time to make a pie. So holiday wonderful family time is relegated to, I'll stop at the store and buy, you know, a pie at the pie store, or I'll buy you know, chips and dip, or a tray of stuff here and there. We have lost the ministry of giving to each other by owning our food, and we do not understand how we've relegated this into the hands of industry and corporations that grow this food on mineral depleted soils and pesticide and radiated and trans fatty acid generated packaging.
Well, let me just point out that every tin can, every can you have, is going to have a lining on the inside, and it's bisphenol. Basically, this is a estrogen-like substance. Certainly, aspartame, which is developed as a biological warfare agent, isn't something as many as 10,000 food items, many health items. Basically, whether it be aspartame, whether it be the fluoride in the water, all these things are aimed at being harmful, and most people have no idea.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Ellithoff just talked about how important proper diet is and how back in the 1970s, why the McGovern Commission came out and announced, why you're all eating the wrong thing. You're eating meat, and you're eating eggs, and you're eating butter, and they produce cholesterol, and my goodness, we've got to get that cholesterol down. It's going to kill you. Well, of course, we've got the cholesterol down, and people are dying. More people are dying all the time because it's not the cholesterol. In fact, you have to have cholesterol. It's essential for the metabolism of your body, of your gut, of every aspect of our society. And so much of what has been put out in the name of all protecting our health has been a lie. And then, of course, because we wanted to get the cholesterol ever lower, we brought in the statin drugs that have far more complications and do very, very little good. But it's a multi-billion dollar business, and of course, the doctor doesn't know these things. All he knows is what he learns at the medical meetings, what he reads in the journals, which are controlled largely, certainly, by the pharmaceutical industry. The medical meetings are financed by the pharmaceutical industry. The detailed people that come around to see the doctor on a regular basis are well-trained to deceive doctors. They don't know what they're doing, but they tell you, the doctor, what the pharmaceutical wants them to do. No, and the solution is always another drug. Well, before we go on, Rita, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your information. And do you have a website?
Our website is T as in Tom, or tender, L as in loving, C as in care, TLC, TLCMD.net. And there you can see the publications. We do food research. I am a physician that does scientific research. I work with other PhDs and scientists. And we are published usually once a year, sometimes twice a year, on food, cell membrane, fatigue, many aspects of nutritional wellness. And my patients, as a general rule, I never advertise. Would be advertisement, but most of my patients come by word of mouth. So if we help one patient and then they bring in their spouse, then they bring in their children, then they bring in their parents, this is the right way to see a clinic grow. And I have never seen the Lord, forsake me. I started out with very little, and I just trusted if this is the right way to be, then God will prosper the clinic, and he most certainly has. We have four physicians there. They're all committed to having the time they need to work with each individual patient to do unique scientific studies on their antioxidant levels, their toxic levels, their nutritional status, along with all the typical medical labs. And I just so enjoy watching them improve. They lose weight. They get their energy back. Why? Because we're involved in research at the cutting edge where we can actually show certain nutrient items repair the cell membranes, certain detoxing such as chelation therapy, pull out free radical toxic metals, which we all have, and some of the Fukushima radiation materials, cesium, uranium, and so forth coming out, iodine-131. So we're involved in all these things at this little clinic, and you can only say that must be the hand of God, that we're able to pay our bills. Now, none of us physicians are wealthy. We all are committed to being good physicians, and I would say half the payment is seeing someone who was hobbling when they came in, or they were extremely fatigued, coming back in on follow-up visits, invigorated, happy, well enough to not need to be seen for a long time, but now bringing in relatives. That's good medicine. That's what we like to see happen. So I'm very proud of our staff, our physicians, our lab, and so forth.
And I think one of the things that Dr. Ellithorpe was talking about was chelation. Now, why is chelation important? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're constantly being poisoned. You're being poisoned with aluminum. That's from the chemtrails, from certainly cooking with aluminum plants. Nobody's going to tell you that that's a very, very a foolish thing to do. You're going to get aluminum certainly in much of your food because of the spraying, certainly in the meat. But you're going to get the aluminum from your vaccines, which the doctor's going to tell you is so important for your health. And they do far more harm than good. They really do. In fact, this is one reason why we have this skyrocketing levels of autism. We used to have certainly two children per 10,000 would have autism. Now it's one in every 64 or 63 boys. And when you ask doctors why, they say, well, we don't know, but we can assure you it is vaccines. How can they assure you when the studies show that if you don't take the vaccines, why you don't see this incidence of autism, attention deficit disorder, ADD? Why, of course, nobody ever asks the questions, and they will never allow such a debate before a group of physicians. I will tell you that certainly they tightly control what the physician is allowed to hear and see, and ultimately what he's allowed to believe. But certainly go right ahead, Dr. Ellithorpe, because I think the chelation is so important, and it's certainly not simply the aluminum, the mercury, the cadmium. How often do you find people need chelation? Of the patients that you see, how many of them need to be chelated?
I did a study of 264 patients consecutively coming through my clinic, and I did a spectrophotomorphic analysis of their serum, red blood cells, and I found 100% of them all had significant free radicals toxic heavy metals, 100%. So everyone I've tested has had it. And they usually have, out of a screening test of five, three or four of them. Out of that group, 39% of them were in the elevated range. So if 39, say 40%, that means four out of every 10 people have already, just with every heartbeat in their blood, measurable blood that has heavy metals in it that are elevated. Now, this comes from the airplanes dumping the metals that are in the JP4 jet fuel. We have 5,000 a day flying over us worldwide, jet stream.
And if you have any question about that, ladies and gentlemen, go up to the Internet and do Google in aluminum in jet fuel, aluminum in jet fuel, and you'll find out that basically they put this particulate aluminum into the jet fuel because it makes it burn better. But it also gets into everything. They know what they're doing. And what's so interesting to me is many times people are so-called experts on, certainly on aerial spraying and geoengineering, will not know that fact, but check it out. Just type in your Google jet fuel, aluminum in jet fuel, something like that. You'll find it's actually too right ahead. But basically, then you wonder why your level of aluminum is elevated. Aluminum certainly is carcinogenic. Aluminum interferes with certainly fertility. Do you think it's simply people are having less intimate relations today than they used to? Of course not. I mean, they're poisoning them. They're poisoning certainly many of our young people, which is why they're nowhere near as fertile as they used to be. And they know exactly what's happening. But there's not one doctor in 1,000 that could agree with that. Go right ahead.
Well, we focus on this because we know that we're in the 21st century and our patient population is facing toxins from petrochemicals and the metals in them. They're facing toxins from the plasticizers, volatile organic acids, many things like this. And I really think medical schools should be required by each county, by each state, to include a thorough review and common testing procedures and non-toxic methods of reducing these. I chose EDTA chelation because I've been around that since I was 16 years. That's 42 years experience. And EDTA is a man-made amino acid, ethylene, diamine, tetracetic acid that grabs onto heavy metals. And then you urinate them out in your urine. And it's a broad-spectrum chelator, so it will pull mercury out. I've heard other clinicians who work in integrative medicine and they are not familiar with EDTA also pulling mercury out. And so I want to be economical with my patients, and if I can give them one thing that'll pull out a broad spectrum of things, then I'm going to do that to save them money. And then we develop the
suppository. Now, how are you giving that? Are you giving that orally? Are you giving it IV, giving it IM? Are you giving it rectally, putting it? How are you applying it?
I do the test. It's a challenge. I put in a known fixed amount, and then I collect urine for 6 hours, and then I send it off for measuring. And then I'll either continue IVs if they don't want to use the suppository, but I'm the one who worked with the team who did the animal studies. We published that you could actually get the exact same benefit and increase tissue penetrability. We have 3.5 times increased tissue penetration with the rectal suppository. And we are actually bringing this forward as a, option for the general public. And our results are very, very good. We have improved, you know, circulation. A lot of gangrenous toe ulcers and things like that are improved. Dementias to the brain are improved. And, you know, the TEC trial just came out, the trial to assess chelation therapy. That was a multi-center multi-nation study over about, I think, about 7 to 10 years where they gave chelation to end-stage patients given up for medical management or surgical intervention to put in bypasses and grafts. And these people were given up, and then they were put into this study as a last-ditch course. And chelation therapy had an improvement for these poor people in 38% of especially the diabetics. And so that's a tremendous testimony given the fact that we had the worst of the worst patients. Can you imagine having generally not as bad circulatory problems and doing it preventatively. We know that if you take out free radicals from these heavy metals, they'll stop damaging the lining of the blood vessels, the endothelium, and then the endothelium will appropriately vasodilate and allow better perfusion. We've known this for about 70 years, and so this just was coming out about 3 months ago, and the trial included 1,075 people in it, and the results were just fantastic. So we are reinvigorated, you might say, with this new trial study. We always knew it would turn out well, but it's quite exciting.
Basically, do you think that some of the Alzheimer's disease could be related to the aluminum or other chemicals, or the toxicity on the cells of the brain?
Most definitely, yes. But I think it's more than just the aluminum. I think also the fact that many of these patients with Alzheimer's have been on cholesterol-lowering medicines. And since 25% of the body's cholesterol is in the lining of the nerve membranes in the brain, if you are not replacing cell membranes with the appropriate fats, of which cholesterol is a major theme, you're going to wind up having injured cell membranes, and then you're going to have this mental confusion and dementia show up. Also, the high fructose corn syrup is being implicated in clogging the tiny microvasculature to the brain. And so this high carbohydrate diet is another component of it. You could say many things. Inadequate water, over medicating them with blood pressure medicine creates underperfusion of the brain. It's like a multifactorial problem for which we do chelation. We monitor their water intake. We tell them to stop eating fruit. We put them on a fruit powder concentrate without the sugar in it. We give them chelation therapy. We give them systemic enzymes. And I'm telling you, we see turnarounds, you know. So, you know, I'm a clinician. All I can say is this is what I see. I wish I could publish everything I do. And I'm only one human being that can... in one little clinic, and believe me, I'm publishing as much as I can, year after year, and it's just amazing to have the wife come in saying her husband is back, and he's driving, and he's golfing, and he's back to work after he's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's and given, you know, typical Aricept medication for dementia, and so we have patients as much as 5 years given up for dementias and so forth like that. So it's really exciting.
Now, what community do you practice in there in Southern California?
I'm in Tustin. It's near Newport Beach. We're about one city deep into the mainland or something. I'm not a native California. I'm about 8 miles from the coast near Newport Beach.
It's beautiful down there. Basically, do you want to put out your telephone number, or at least how people would get in touch with you if they are in that area or they have somebody in that area?
Sure. The phone number is 714-544-1521. And the website...
You have to put out the number twice because people never get it the first time.
Okay. 714-544-1521.
Okay, go ahead.
And the website is... TLC Doctors, that's plural, D-O-C-T-O-R-S, TLCDoctors.com.
And, of course, I don't know what's going to happen with Obamacare. Basically, the whole purpose of Obamacare is to ration access to health care. But basically, there are too many old people. There's not enough money. In England, of course, under the National Health Service, they kill about 120,000 people every year simply by getting into the hospital and suddenly withholding treatment, putting them on large doses of pain reliever, even if they're not having any pain, and they simply die. In England today, ladies and gentlemen, many of the older people, will not go into the hospital because they feel they'll never come out alive. And this is true. This is what happens with socialized medicine, and this is what's going to eventually happen with Obamacare. The administration is rapidly cutting back on the amount of money that's going to be available. They have to take the money from someplace. So they're going to take it from Medicare and from Medicaid. They're going to ration access to health care, all in the name of providing health care for everybody. It doesn't make sense. Well, we live in a world gone mad. Dr. Ellisthorpe, what is the message you'd like to leave with our listeners out across America tonight?
Well, you know, Resurrection Sunday is coming up March 31st, and he is the healer. He created our bodies. His science in the Bible is so fantastic. He taught from the beginning that man was made from the dust of the earth, the minerals that are missing from the food chain by big agribusiness are devastating to the body. He taught us about hygiene and the running of water and the washing of utensils. I mean, the Bible is so full of wisdom. I would say he's the healer. He'll get you to an area where you can claim, you know, better health, better food, and better family environment to have a more peaceful time and digestion of your food. And happy Resurrection Sunday.
All right, fine. And, Kirsten, what I would mention that Dr. Ellisthorpe does use a ProPax product. That she gives that to many of her patients. Is that right?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, it's a foundation for cell membrane repair, and we're published in it. It's unquestionably valuable.
All right, fine. And basically, this is certainly a specific product that influences the cell membrane. But anyway, if you want to know more about it, it's called ProPax, and you can always call Dr. Ellisthorpe or give us a call. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program, but I think it's a good idea because Dr. Ellisthorpe emphasized the importance of eating properly and having meat and eggs and these other things we've been told not to eat.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. ProPax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. ProPax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try ProPax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Right back. Well, Dr. Ellisthorpe is basically pointing out that certainly it's not the cholesterol that's creating the problems and the hardening of the arteries and circulatory problems to your heart, your legs, but it's certainly the other products, things that we're taking in that most of it has to do with carbohydrates. So we're out of time, Dr. Ellithorpe. Rita, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, same here. God bless.
And hope we're looking forward to seeing you one of these days.
Yes, okay.
Good night, and God bless. Okay, fine. Well, that was Dr. Rita Ellithorpe, and we do hope you enjoy our conversations with her because she's on the front lines of this battle. And basically, unfortunately, there's a lot of disinformation out, and certainly so many of the medications that are being prescribed today are not helpful. They're highly expensive. They're actually, pharmaceuticals are $250 billion a year business, and the last thing they would want is some simple treatment that would remedy many of the problems that face mankind today. And I do believe there's an active, organized, orchestrated effort to suppress the use of certain very effective drugs. And if that sounds incredible, why, of course, you can call me off the air and I'll give you more information. But under any circumstances, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener supported. And if you're out there across America, why, we do hope that many of you would give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family and help us, because it costs, well over $500,000 a year just to keep our ministry going. And we do need your help. We have some very generous contributors, but we still go behind. So if you believe that you're going to get information here you're not going to get elsewhere, and you'd like to become part of our team, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. But if you're not in a position to help, and I know an awful lot of people are out there, are hurting today, why, of course, we ask you to pray. We ask you to pray for our ministry, for our provision and protection, because I do believe that this is one reason we've been able to survive for 20 years, bringing information that there are certain people in very powerful positions do not want the public to know. Certainly, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get the book. You need to get it circulated and help us circulate it. If you bought a case of the books, I can tell you that the books are well on the way to being printed now, and they'll probably be going out the first of next week. At least this is what we're hoping for. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll want to get. We have a wonderful four CD set with my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock, Going into Health. That's called Life Saving Secrets, a 4-CD set of interviews with Dr. Blaylock, going into vaccination and how you can stay healthy. We also carry his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's our friend. Incidentally, he's going to be on, I think, Thursday evening of this week, although we're not going to be talking about medicine. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the world. But his book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, is probably one of the most important books that you'll have. I know my wife keeps it and refers to it frequently on all sorts of issues having to do with health. And you're going to have to learn how to protect yourself and your family. And basically, because, of course, if you simply get into the regular things that are going on, they're poisoning our water with fluoride. 68% of all the water in this country is certainly fluoridated. And 90% of it use hydrofluo silicic acid. And if they've actually checked, the largest study ever done in America was done on 450,000 children. And what did they find? Well, if you fluoridated the water with hydrofluo silicic acid and you were white, it doubled the level of lead in your blood. If you were Hispanic, 4 times. If you were black, 6 times. 6 times increase in the blood. And then, of course, you correlate that with the criminal activity. It's little wonder that 1 of every 3 young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole today. And the fact you've never heard this discussed publicly is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Remember, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And that is the work of Dr. Masters from Dartmouth. Dr. Masters, if you want to get verification, we have it. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. Remember, you can hear our programs there on the internet, or certainly by iPad or iPhone, or even by the telephone, just to, if you have unlimited minutes. And then please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
I'll be grateful. Oh,
is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And our regularly scheduled guest this evening, Buck Keeley, is not here. I have nothing to talk about, so it's going to be open lines, and we're going to have to depend upon you to give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we're going to keep trying to get our Buck, because he talks to us about gardening. And this is the time when you should be getting your garden ready and getting things planted in the ground. But if you can't, if we don't have Buck, why, we'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, what should we talk about? Should we talk about what's going on over there in the Middle East as far as Israel and Syria are concerned? Because I think basically you have to understand that contrary to all the propaganda and the lies you're reading in the mainline media, why, it is certainly the Brotherhood of Darkness that controls our government, that is financing the rebels who are trying to overthrow the government of Assad. Why are we trying to overthrow him? Well, because he's a secular government, and he allows the Christians to live there. He allows certainly the various factions, the Shia Muslims and the Sunni Muslims, to live together peacefully. And what they want to do is destabilize that area and then bring it under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, they're installing governments under the Muslim Brotherhood all throughout the Near East and the Middle East. Now, what is the Muslim Brotherhood? The Muslim Brotherhood is a radical Islamic movement, and it is dedicated to the destruction of Christianity, to the destruction of the United States. These are truly radicals who believe that one way to heaven, the only way you can really be sure to get to heaven as a Muslim, is to die in jihad. And so they encourage jihad with this coming effort to destroy the great Satan and Israel. Of course, the great Satan is the United States. So where did the Muslim Brotherhood come from? Well, the Muslim Brotherhood was organized in 1928 by British intelligence, MI6. And then, of course, MI6 financed it from up until the end of the Second World War. But by that time, Great Britain was financially bankrupted itself in two senseless wars. And so the Central Intelligence Agency, following World War II, took over control of the Muslim Brotherhood, has been financing it and putting people into key positions in that organization ever since then. People who pretended to be, of course, believing in the principles of the Muslim Brotherhood, but have always been agents of the West. Why in heaven's name would we do that? Well, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have an enemy. And basically, of course, if you've read the scriptures, you will know there's going to be a great war there. The Muslims are going to attack Israel, and basically we're uniting the Muslim world with the Near East, with Egypt and Tunisia and Libya and certainly Algeria, and all of these countries are going to be uniting along certainly with the countries there in the Middle East behind the Muslim Brotherhood. And, of course, fear when this happens. Why, of course, they're going to launch a massive attack on Israel. So we finance the Muslim Brotherhood. We finance Israel. We finance both sides. And I fear that America will be drawn into that war. What is going on? Well, you need to understand what's going on. Basically, in Egypt, basically, we just recently given Mr. Morsi, who is the dictator, he's the Muslim Brotherhood dictator of Egypt. We've recently given him $225 million. $225 million. We're giving him 20 new F-16 fighter jets, a couple of hundred tanks, all sorts of munitions. Why are we giving this to Egypt? Who are they going to go to war with? Who are they defending themselves against? Why, they're defending themselves against Israel, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to go to war with Israel and then again with the United States. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. It's 1-800-544-8927.
As we raise man beside her, man guide her, through the night with a light from above, from the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean, white with hope.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. But before we went to the break, I was explaining to you that we are actively financing Egypt, we're financing Tunisia, we're financing Libya, we're financing the countries in that area that, of course, we are going to have aligned against Israel in the coming war. And certainly, we're doing everything we can to build up that Turkey now, which is now under the control of the radical Islamists, and basically people do not understand that suddenly we've actually been working in Lebanon, and there's a very large and significant radical Islamic group there. And if you're a Muslim and you don't go along with it, why, you're ostracized. But certainly we have established a dictatorship, a total totalitarian anti-Christian dictatorship in Egypt. Why would we do that? Why, we've created the best enemy money could buy. And until you understand that, you can't understand the Vietnam War, where we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys. Vietnam could have been won, certainly in 6 weeks. I was told that by both the four-star Marine General Lew Walt and by William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos. They both told me we could have won the war in 6 weeks, but we dragged it out for almost 9 long, horrible, bloody years because they wanted a war. It was a great distraction. We brought in the Great Society programs here in America. And after all, why, our boys were fighting for freedom, or were they? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. And let's go to Bill, who's calling us from Tri-Cities up in Washington. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Good. I was thinking that part of the reason why they continued the permanent war system, where they continuously have war and there is no congressional checks on the executive power in the Pentagon, is... I was thinking that perhaps the Pentagon is really a part of the occult, and this transhumanist movement eventually plans to move the entire world population into interacting with machines. And so basically the soldiers that continue on like their eighth and ninth tour now, they already have robot prosthetic legs and they just send them back in there. If you look at some of the videos on YouTube, they already have packs that where they can carry like 2,000 or 3,000 pounds up the hill. And I mean, pretty much a lot of people are figuring out that the war is a fraud for one or another reason, or at least people, well, I think, are wondering why they've been there for 13 years. But I think that a good part of this is the transhumanism, because they keep us in a permanent state of war, and then they justify all these encroachments on our civil liberties. And you look in the schools, and the children are starting to pay for their lunches with their fingers and their hands. And I think that the Pentagon and this robotic DARPA thing is a part of the beast system.
Well, I think the fact that these are robots, I think, is rather ridiculous, but I do believe, of course, that they are trying to train super soldiers who can actually be awake for 3 or 4 days at a time and get by without sleeping. Basically, of course, but it has a terrible toll on people. But, of course, the war over in Afghanistan is totally fraudulent. Anybody who doubts that can go up on the Internet. And it was in December 10th of the year 2009, at least this is my recollection. Go up on the Internet on December 10th, 2009, 60 Minutes had a program where Steve Croft was interviewing the Obama, and Steve Croft simply pointed out, well, why are we sending another 30,000 troops to Afghanistan when there's less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda there? And President Obama said, well, maybe only 100 people there, less than 100 people, but they're plotting against America, and my job is to defend America. That's why we're sending another 30,000 troops there, because we already had 60,000 troops. It's all fraudulence. You're absolutely right. But I don't really believe that these are humanoids. I believe these are American, young, idealistic Americans who are over there fighting in Afghanistan, just as they fought in Iraq, thinking they're fighting for America without ever realizing that our government's been taken over by evil and wicked people who have a different goal and a different objective. Their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and the destruction of Christianity, which is why if you are a chaplain in the military, you're not allowed to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you're a commander there, you're not allowed to lead your troops in prayer. At one time, we were a Christian nation with a Christian military, but that is no longer the case. And I fear that the next war that's going to be, America is going to be defeated. And it's the next major war we have. Because when a nation turns its back on God, I believe that God turns his back on that nation. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Bill.
Yeah, well, I you know, I understand that, you know, it's just that even when they were praying, like even in the Philippines, when they were, you know, slaughtering the Filipinos, I mean, I don't think that the praying is ever good. If they're praying to slaughter women and children, this is evil. And, you know, the chaplains cannot say, get out of Afghanistan. They're not saying, stop killing. This war is an atrocity to control the oil and to have this one world government. They're not saying that. They're just, you know, robotically telling the, I don't know what they're telling the soldiers if they, I mean, it's probably by this time an antichrist religion that is inside of all of these institutions.
But Bill, I really think that the vast majority of the people in the military honestly think that they're fighting for America. I know when I was in the military, I thought that I was stationed over there in Germany, and I think I was there from, 1953 to 1955, and I thought that we were defending America. We were there to fight communism. I didn't realize it was all phony, that we were funding communism, that we'd funded communism all during the Second World War. And going back to 1918 and 1919, Why we were funding communism in Russia at that time. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and the various references we have there are so important, so people understand that everything is a fraud, whether it be the war on communism, the war on Nazism, and now the current war on terrorism. It is all contrived. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, they need to revolt and get in their helicopters and leave and deprogram and demilitarize so that this government is totally just I don't see how anybody can see that it's a good government when they continue permanent war for attacking every nation of the world. 35 countries in Africa. They don't even try to have a pretext anymore. I mean, they don't even try to say, well, weapons of mass destruction that don't exist. Now it's just invade Africa to have AFRICOM.
Well, basically, of course, we are sending troops into 35 nations in Africa because we want to bring on democracy. We want to give the people freedom. At least that's what they tell the American people, and that's what they tell the soldiers. And you and I know that this is all a lie. The people, of course, aren't interested in freedom for the people or even raising their living standards. Basically, we're killing off large parts of Africa with the AIDS epidemic because AIDS is a disease specifically targets blacks, and that's why most of many of the areas where they've actually disseminated the virus, 25 to 30% of the adult population is infected, and they're almost all going to die. And they tell us only about 30 million people have died. I think that they're lying to us. I think they're intentionally killing off the blacks in Africa, and basically, of course, because they want to send people over there to occupy it and take advantage of the tremendous mineral and oil wealth which is present throughout Africa today. But because the average American can't believe that, the average person in the American military can't believe that, and our job is to try to get people to think, what is the possible justification for America sending its troops into the 35 African nations? Basically, we should be defending America, but we have no business to have our troops all over the world. They're certainly not defending America. And this whole war on terrorism is as phony as the $3 bill. And our job is to get the American people to understand that. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, you know, Bill, we go to the airport, we're going to travel. And what do we have to do? We have to get in these long lines. And then the TSA suddenly pats us down and sends us to a screener. To my knowledge, they've never found a terrorist in this. And all these last 12 or 13 years, going on, 12 years that they've been doing this, it's all for show, it's all for perception. It's all to try to convince the American people that there really is a threat from terrorism. Reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. And then they argue about rather embarrassing pat-down that they do where they fondle your genitals to make sure that you are not carrying a bomb of some sort. And a lot of people are offended by it, as they rightly should be, but the people who are doing it are simply doing what they're told to do. And basically, of course, this is all a matter of trying to convince us that there's a threat from terrorism, and it's as phony as a $3 bill. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But as long as the American people never hear the truth, why should they question? I mean, do you really think they'd be spending, $5-10 billion a year on the TSA if there weren't a threat? And of course they would. Because the battle is for the minds of the American people. As long as they believe there's a threat from terrorism, we rally behind the government to protect us from those wicked terrorists who want to take away our freedom. As the government progressively takes away our freedom, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Bill, anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, it's
hold that. Hold that thought then, and we'll do it in just a moment. Bill, you go right ahead.
What you were saying about the, of course, they would spend the money even though there's nothing and it's all theater, and of course they would. That makes sense, but it's illegal for the taxpayer to pay for their own propagandization. There's a law in the books about that called the Smith-Mundt Act, I think. But there is a law that it's illegal for the American people to pay for their own psyops. And that's what it is when they, because they create the impression that something is going on by their huge presence, whether they be doing these drills or they be doing these things at the airport. And then people say, oh, well, there's a lot of security, so there must be something going on. But there's nothing going on, and it's all to create the perception. Then you have the films and the movies where they show these football players and the stadium crumbling, you know, the Batman film, you know. It's all the electronic images, and people aren't reading history. You know, they don't realize that the Central Intelligence Agency was behind overthrowing the government of Iran, and that's the whole reason why there was the Iranian revolution. And then they show the movie Argo, and it's all about the hostage situation, but nothing about the CIA coup in 1953. So the people don't read the books, and then it's all electronic stimulus in their minds, and they just continue this, and they sell the weapons, and, you know, we're paying for it. It's terrible.
Well, it really is, but you see, basically, they know how to manipulate the American people, but I think there's a growing number of people who know something's seriously wrong. Our job is just to reach as many people as we can, and your job is to get people to try to think and just ask them questions. Don't necessarily give them a lecture. Ask them questions about what's going on today, and ask them, does it really make sense, for instance, if we would have had, almost 500,000 people over there in Afghanistan with the Afghan troops, the NATO troops, the paid contractors, 100,000 of them, and 90,000 American military to fight less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Why would they do that? And, of course, if they question that, just tell them to go up on the Internet and look it up. And once they understand that it is true, hopefully they'll begin to think. Our biggest problem, Bill, is that people do not think. They simply accept what they hear on television, what they hear on the radio, or what they read in the newspapers and magazines. Our job is to get them to think, and basically, they may not totally ignore you, but they may hear it from somebody else. And the more people that you can reach, and maybe you'll reach somebody that somebody else has talked to. And when they hear you say it, they'll suddenly say, hey, maybe there's something to it. I think there's a growing awareness across America. The only question is, we're in a race against time, and we'll be able to reach enough people in time. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope so, yeah, because, there was an anti-war movement during the Vietnam War, and there was hundreds of thousands of people that were mad about the war, and this Afghanistan pipeline, Caspian oil control, and all the lithium, and all this has been going on for 13 years, and all because of 9/11. That's all they need to continue their permanent war, were those towers getting hit, because that was a mass-mediated psychological programming for people to see that over and over again. And that does not justify military domination of the U.S. under NORTHCOM. I mean, that was a crime. It was not an act of war by a state. And so the Guad...
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan right now. Of course, we're going to be doing open lines for the rest of the program. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295 if you have a question. Bill, of course, is calling from Tri-Cities and was commenting that certainly most of the things going on today, the so-called war on terrorism in America and the Patriot Act and the expansive, certainly, surveillance on the American people in the name of protecting us from terrorism was based upon certainly what we saw on September 11th, 2001. And basically, we saw it over and over again, those buildings coming down, and most people would find it very difficult to believe that the planes had nothing to do with it. We saw the planes hit the building came down, ergo, certainly the planes caused the buildings to come down. But did they really? And as you watch the buildings come down, and certainly, fortunately, you can go up on the Internet and watch them come down, Just Google in the destruction of buildings, Twin Towers, and they have a whole flock of programs up there. One of them is actually a French program, and they simply show you controlled demolition of buildings. They show you the Twin Towers come down. They show you the demolition of a building. They show you the Twin Towers coming down again. They show you the professional demolition of a building. After you've seen a dozen of those professional demolitions, you realize what happened to the Twin Towers was a controlled demolition. But all you need to do is watch it. And the Twin Towers notice, first of all, that, of course, there are things blowing out from the building. If this was simply a collapse, why, everything would be crushed, but there would not be smoke shooting out down below the level of the collapse of the building. You would not be seeing major beams being thrown out to the side. But the most significant thing is, as you watch the buildings come down and try to slow it down if you can, notice how the tops of the buildings, the level up above, certainly where the planes hit, the up above there, those buildings simply disintegrate. They simply disintegrate before the rest of the building begins to come down. How could that possibly be true? Why would those floors, I mean, these are some large, very, very sturdy buildings, why would those stories disintegrate? Sometimes 20 or 30 stories of the South Tower, why would 20 or 30 stories simply disintegrate as you're watching it before much of the rest of the building has come down? Well, because there were explosives in there. This was a controlled demolition, but they can't let the American people know that. These buildings did not sway to the right or the left. They fell in their own shadow. And the only way you could do that would be with a carefully designed controlled demolition. What people say, well, how could they have done that? They'd have to have been in the buildings, take a long time to put in the explosives, and I believe it did. Basically, the buildings were closed down for weeks at a time before the attack, because they were working, and this was on the weekends, when they were working on repairing the elevator shafts. And you took out the elevator shafts, and that are the major supports for the building. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you find this difficult to believe, I understand perfectly, because it took me almost 2 years before I was finally willing to admit to myself that that was controlled demolition. And what we're up against is a force that is so evil, they thought nothing at all about killing almost 3,000 Americans on the planes. I'm not even sure that the people were killed on the planes. They may very well have simply been taken off to prison someplace, like Congressman Larry McDonald was taken off to a prison, and we've talked to a gentleman who talked to the gentleman who had the cell next to Congressman Larry McDonald in Russia, where, of course, he was kept after his plane went down, supposedly in 1983. I don't know what they did with those people. They may have crashed them into planes in the ocean. They may put them in concentration camps somewhere in another country. I don't know what they did. We may never know what they did. But I will tell you one thing, and if you watch Building 7 come down, there's no question that is a controlled demolition. And you can actually see that, go up on the internet and type in Building 7 come down, or destruction Building 7, and watch it as the center of the building collapses first. The center of the building roof collapses first, and they do that so that the walls will fall in. And then, of course, they simply took out the base of the building, and it collapsed in its own shadow. I interviewed the gentleman who was in charge of cleaning up the demolition. You can hear that in our 4-CD set, Why Did the Buildings Come Down? And this man said he was 99% certain that was a controlled demolition. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Would anybody be that evil that they would kill 3,000 Americans so they'd have a justification to go to war? Well, remember, of course, the 19 hijackers, 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia. They were funded by Saudi Arabia, so we go to war with Afghanistan. Why would that be? Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Have anything else you want to cover, Bill, before we let you go? Hold that thought for just a moment.
Let us swear allegiance.
little blue, to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Okay, Bill, go right ahead. Anything else you want to say?
Sure. Also, the hijackers who, they already had all 19 photographs of these individuals and also staged and put on the television, which, you know, a good portion of those, I think like at least five or six called up from another country and said, I'm not dead, my photo is on TV, but they had that in an hour. So the cynical nature in which this mass media, national media system programming of the American public occurred, and like you were saying, they said that the majority were Saudis or Yemenis on the planes, and then so why, you know, in Afghanistan the people are like Nuristanis, and they are different Persians, they're not even Arabs, but they invade this country in this NATO operation, and they have this 80% of the opium going after they, in the country, after they take out the Taliban, and they're still there 13 years later. It's just, it's really none of it adds up. And yeah, I mean, I think people should go on YouTube and look up the way that they were admitting only 50 members of this Al-Qaeda, but at this point, the Al-Qaeda is whatever they say it is, or that's the way it is. It's always been. That's what they use to take away the rights. It's a vague term, and that's the whole thing about not having an identifiable enemy. They did the same thing in Vietnam. They weren't sure who the enemy was, and they kept the war going steadily during that war, too, by using that technique.
Well, I think there's such a very definite similarity between what's going on now, what's happened in the wars in the past, and this is totally contrived, but then Vietnam was contrived as well. Why in heaven's name were we over there? Well, most people thought we were fighting communism, and I will have to admit that initially I thought we were fighting communism. I was so gullible at the time, I couldn't believe that they would contrive this whole war, but I should have understood, and certainly I understood that our leaders certainly were anti-communist. So why were we fighting the war? Well, of course, later on I learned it was a great diversion, and all those people died for nothing. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line on Tuesday. Our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. So our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question, a comment, something you think we'd like to know about or something you'd like to talk about. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we've just been talking about the tragedy of the destruction of the Twin Towers, the murder of almost 3,000 people on that fateful day in 2001. And basically it was all stage managed. And basically people are not allowed to talk about it. If you work for the government and you come forward, you could spend the rest of your life in prison. And basically, of course, you have to understand that basically there's no way that those buildings could have come down the way we were told. And all you need to do is look at the buildings come down. Fortunately, you can watch it up there. I'd Google on the internet simply by typing in a destruction of Twin Towers or collapse of Twin Towers. Watch as the tops of the buildings simply disintegrate within a matter of a second or two before the rest of the buildings come down. And basically, of course, this is a magnificent example of how they can control your reality. Once the idea is in your mind, well, you can actually see what's going on. But otherwise, because they control the media, they're able to largely control what the majority of the American people think. Bill, go ahead and finish up there.
Yeah, and then, you know, they had the Tonkin Gulf in 1964, and then you know, that incident never happened, and Johnson lied to the people, said that there was the Maddox and the Turner Joy were hit, and, you know, they totally hid from the public that they had this Op Plan 34A going on, a CIA program with the South Vietnamese gunboats, and they were hitting the North Vietnamese harbors. But so even if something did happen, they didn't say there was a covert op that would have caused the Vietnamese to hit the boats, but nobody ever hit the boats, and then they send 500,000 more, so you have all these, like, deep events or these invisible government events, and, you know, then they just continue, just this continuing, and neither of these, like, Vietnam, no declaration of war from Congress, and these wars, no congressional declaration of war. They do an authorization, and that's like an act of the Congress prostrating themselves to the president. They're supposed to have supreme power over the monarch, to rein in the monarch. They're supposed to use that declaration of war to say, we don't want a war, but
they don't have the courage to do it, because they were told, as I was, and I don't fault them for being foolish. I was foolish. They honestly thought we were fighting communism without understanding that all during the war, we actually were sending money and supplies and technology and equipment to the Russians, who were financing the North Vietnamese, who were financing the Viet Cong. Has anybody ever stopped and asked, how did North Vietnam build sophisticated jets? Well, they didn't. Of course, they got them from the Soviet Union. How did the Soviet Union get the money to build them? Why, we were giving them money and all sorts of equipment and supplies all during that time, so they could finance the North Vietnamese, so they could finance the Viet Cong, so they could kill our boys. But it was a great diversion. And when less people understand, it was a diversion so we could bring in the Great Society. Nothing makes sense. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. Thanks for calling, Bill.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Durand, Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. And hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay. Thanks for taking my call. I wonder, do you believe that 50 to 60% of the population favors gay marriage?
No, I don't believe that at all. In fact, I will tell you that over in Europe this last week, in France, in Paris, there were several hundred thousand people demonstrating on the streets of Paris against gay marriage. Not a mention of it here in the United States. The vast majority of the American people don't believe in gay marriage. I think the vast majority of the American people say, look, if in a free country, if people want to do something stupid, they have the right to. Well, why call it marriage? Simply call it whatever you want to. And this whole thing is a diversion, Bruce. They want to focus our attention on an issue so we will not be able to discuss important issues. And once again, we're being manipulated. It's a diversion, just like Vietnam was. Go right ahead.
Isn't it just nauseating how the controlled media they were putting that out for, it seems like, the last week, 50 to 60%. You know, the more so-called liberal, like Washington Post, they'd say, oh, it's 60%. You know, then the more conservative, say, maybe ABC News, oh, it's more like 50%. But it's all over 50% now. And, of course, the minority who oppose it isn't even in the 40s. It's only 30-something, you know, 37, 38% really oppose it. So it's like only one out of three really oppose this abomination. And two-thirds of the American people are so corrupt and foul that they don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, it's just being fed down our neck, you know, down our throats every day from the controlled media. You wonder why people abandon the major media. How do they stay in business, by the way?
Because basically there is something called the Brotherhood of Darkness. They control the banks, they control the corporations, and the bank and the corporations advertise with the media, and that's how they're able to stay in business. But I will tell you, the good thing is they're having more and more problems. They're losing more and more listeners and watchers. Television is having a real problem. The internet is taking over, and more people are going to the internet. Now, I will tell you, the Brotherhood of Darkness has their agents on the internet. They've infiltrated the conservative movement, the Christian movement, the liberal movement, and so they have their agents putting up false information. But fortunately, some of the information is accurate, and we are just so fortunate that you can get the information on the internet. You have to learn who you can trust. You can trust for instance, WorldNet Daily. WorldNet Daily as a whole does an excellent job. Do not trust Newsmax. I know Chris Ruddy. I am so disappointed that his allowed his publication to become simply an extension of the establishment. But certainly there are certain people up there that put out material, and it is consistently accurate. I think Alex Jones does a wonderful job, as does Joyce Riley and Butch Paw and John Leffler and a few dozen other people that on talk radio, they don't all necessarily understand everything, or they may be smarter than I am. They just don't tell everything because it is dangerous to tell the truth. But I certainly think that there is a growing awareness. I think more and more people understand, and that's why they're moving so quickly to consolidate their control. And that's why they did want to disarm the American people. This is why you and I and certainly the other people who listen to these programs and listen to Alex and listen to Joyce and listen to John Leffler and certainly need to get the information out. But remember, there's faulty information on the Internet. There's good information, and you're going to have to learn who you can trust. And
I don't have a computer. I never have liked the idea of dealing with anything that you have to dial in a 666 with. You know, God doesn't use our Arabic numerals to Hebrew. The W or the V is the 6. So every time you have an address on the Internet of www, you're saying 666. It's almost like that number has been around now for 20 or 30 years. People are just so used to it. I don't like the very idea of it. I will use the computer when I absolutely have to, you know, down to the library or something. But I don't want a smartphone. I don't want a tweet. I don't want a Facebook. I don't want any of that other junk. If I have a question,
okay,
a real hard question, I'll use the Internet to answer it, but you can't trust them. You've heard of Lou Rockwell, haven't you? Lou Rockwell.
Sure, yeah, right. I know Lou Rockwell.
There are a lot of good commentators.
Right, and of course, certainly William Grigg, who writes our newsletter, and we have on every Friday, actually, of course, publishes regularly on Lou Rockwell. This is why I share your concern about the Internet, but I need to have my finger on what's going on. I have to have information. I don't like it, but we're stuck with it. And when I have the alternative of certainly going to ABC or going to the Internet, I'll go to the Internet.
Well, I like shortwave, and I like good old printed media.
Okay.
You know, printed media.
Okay. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
How's this going to help us when they've, you know, knowing that the Brotherhood of Darkness is behind all these major news media, how will it help us when they foist upon us gay marriage anyway? You know, it's like they're peppering the field or whatever, preparing us to have it crammed down our necks. And they'll cram it down our necks anyway, no matter if the majority wants it or not.
Well, I think, Bruce, you have to understand that behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country if they go ahead and proceed. And I believe, of course, it may be the best thing that ever happened. At least it'll get people's attention. All we can do is pray that for God's mercy on us, because we're trapped in the system. Okay.
We are, and it seems like there's no place left to run to. I remember you used to advertise going to what was it, Chile?
Chile, right?
I know Limbaugh is always talking about going to New Zealand. I heard people years ago talking about going to western Mexico and.
Let me tell you, there's no place left. In the 1970s, I took my family and moved to South Africa because I thought that would be, and it really was a wonderful country when we went there. Certainly, everything you heard about apartheid really wasn't true. There was good relations with the blacks and whites. I worked in a black hospital, and I will tell you that the black people were so appreciative for my help and the help of others. But of course, I'm glad I came back from there. They've destroyed that. The battle for the survival of Western civilization is here. We have a voice, and I hope you'll help us get the word out. Hey, we're going to have to let you
go. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Guy Boss, and right now our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines, and we have Ron calling us from Washington. Hi, Ron. How are we doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, but I grieve that the loss of our republic. Here we are, just worried about some of the most corrupt, decadent, God-hating people in the world, the super shysters, what I call them, the Supreme Court, going to determine whether or not Jesus Christ is a liar and reality does or does not exist. We've lost our republic. I would say in good measure because of the utterly corrupt and cowardly legislators that we have in Congress.
I would not disagree with you at all. Well, I think what we need to do, though, is keep trying to educate the people as best we can. But behind everything, Ron, are these powerful spirits of forces I talk about. Some are dark spirits of forces coming from the other dimension. And then I believe that God is involved in this as well. He's giving us an opportunity. I think he's waiting for a great revival in America, and I just don't see it coming. But our job is to do the best we can and to try to get people to understand the spiritual nature of the battle that's underway today. Because this really is a spiritual battle. If we look at it purely as ideological and as cultural and as political, why are we going to lose? This is a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But the forces behind this in the gay marriage are dark and sinister spiritual forces. The gays are victims of this whole thing. Do you realize that 1 in 3 lesbians gets cancer? We'll get it. Cancer of the breast, and they're suppressing that information. Why? Because they want, of course, women to go into that and to get breast cancer and to die. And they've targeted the lesbian population, and nobody will tell the lesbians. But go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, see, that's just one issue. The fact that the shysters can dictate, look down their snoots at the world and tell us how to run our lives when they have absolute contempt for the principles upon which our nation was founded. That makes me very, very upset. It makes me very, very upset that people in Congress aren't trying to get them off the bench. I mean, they have betrayed their oath of office. They have usurped the job of the legislature. They violated that in and of itself should be impeachable. Yet they don't do anything. We never hear about anything.
Well, Ron, let's wait and see what the Supreme Court does with this case. It's going to be very interesting because the issue really is all about states. It's all about the 10th Amendment. Is there any place in the Constitution that gives the federal government the ability to say anything about gay marriage? And it is not. This is a state issue, and it should be decided at the state level. Now, of course, I am certainly against gay marriage. I think if gay people want to live together, they're wrong, and I will tell them they're wrong. But in a free society, they have the right to do that. But the federal government has no right to intervene. This is a state issue, and I think that this will be one. I hope this will be one of the major arguments that's put forward. It's going to be very, very interesting whether or not the Supreme Court will verify the 10th Amendment to the Constitution or will trample it underfoot as they have with so many other issues. I think certainly before we condemn them, let's wait and see what they do.
Well, I've seen plenty. I've seen what the Warren Court did. I saw what they did about striking down all the laws against abortion. About striking down all the laws against sodomy, I've got more than enough evidence to say that they're unfit to serve.
Remember, Ron, most of the people from the Warren Court are long since gone. So let's see what this current one does, and you may be absolutely right. I think it'll be probably Justice Kennedy will be the swing vote who will determine what the Supreme Court does. But the issue really is not, should the gay people live together, or should they call what they're doing marriage, or should they try to make it appear that what they're doing is completely normal? You know, everybody gets married. We should have a right to get married. Marriage has to do with a man and a woman. And the people in the state of California voted overwhelmingly in favor of that concept. And that's what Proposition 8 was about. But it is a state issue, has nothing to do with the federal government. And certainly if the Supreme Court says that Proposition 8 in California was unconstitutional, then they're effectively negating the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. We know, I guess, maybe in June or July what they're going to do, but it's very interesting. Nobody's really talking about that. They're arguing back and forth. Gays be discriminated against? You're not discriminating against them. What they're trying to do is say, look, we are completely normal. What we're doing is normal. We should have a right to a family like everybody else. And of course, they know in their own hearts what they're doing is wrong. They know they're in revolt against God. And a lot of them, I will tell you, I've talked to them, and they hate what they are. They feel, though, they're trapped in the system. They don't know how to get out of it. And It's a tragic situation. Many of them are very nice people, but their leadership is going to destroy them, just as the leadership of medicine is destroying medicine. The leadership of dentistry is destroying dentistry. The leadership of our unions are destroying the labor market. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Go ahead, Ron.
Well, I would say it's criminal. I would say some of that behavior is criminal. It was criminalized ever since the United States was founded. In fact, long before that, it violates the laws of nature and nature's God. So this is absolutely a moot point anyway, as far as I'm concerned. The Supreme Court was grossly derelict in striking down all the anti-sodomy laws.
Right. I think you're right from that point of view. I absolutely agree with you. Okay, fine. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Always that it's being actively pushed in our schools.
Well, basically, you're absolutely right. And they want to destroy the morality, morals of our kids. They're doing a pretty good job of it. And all we can do is just simply try to get people to understand. Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Yes, sir.
Ron, I can tell from your voice how deeply you feel about this, and I understand how you feel about it. And you're absolutely right. This is a certainly, basically, homosexuals die probably 15 to 20 years younger. I'm speaking of male homosexuals die 15 to 20 years younger than the average individual. And basically, as I mentioned earlier, one in three lesbians are going to get breast carcinoma. How can you conceal that from the public? Well, very, very simply, you control the media, and you want to get rid of the homosexuals, you want to get rid of the lesbians. They're doing a good job of it. Our job is to bring out the truth and certainly try to get people to turn away from their wicked ways. And the only way, if when you are a homosexual, you can get out of that lifestyle is to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, there's no way you can overcome your own urges.
Yes, sir. The only thing I would say is if homosexuality is not wrong, then opposing it is wrong. And anybody who takes a stand against it will be criminalized.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. You're going to be probably right. But basically, they have a right to do what they do. We have a right to be critical of it. But basically, of course, this whole idea, now they're trying to make it hate speech if you speak out against things. We have freedom of speech in America, and we must certainly insist on these rights. And what we need to do, Ron, is to reach as many people as we can to try to rally them to our side and point out that if you care about homosexuality, you'll tell them what you're doing is wrong, and that's why you're dying. But they targeted them. They actually infected the majority of many of our homosexuals with the hepatitis B vaccine back in the mid 1970s, and that's where the epidemic came from. They specifically targeted the homosexuals with the AIDS epidemic because they wanted to kill them off, and they did a pretty good job. They've killed hundreds of thousands of them here in America. Go ahead.
Well, thank you for being there, Dr. Stan. It seems like to me that this is just a frontal assault on our entire First Amendment.
You're absolutely right, and our job is just to stand up and to hope and pray that we'll be able to continue getting the truth out. That's my goal, and I appreciate your help and the help of so many of our other listeners as we do reach people. And we have a tremendous listening audience up there in Washington and the areas of the country where we have an outreach. An awful lot of people listen, and thank God for the Internet, because we can reach people all across America, all across the world through the Internet. We're fortunate that we live in the day we do now, because we do have the opportunity to reach people we could never, never reach before. Hang on just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Ron, we're out of time. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Well, just remember what we're getting up to, the celebration of Christ's resurrection, which is ultimately our only hope.
You're absolutely right, and certainly this coming Friday will be Good Friday, and Sunday will be Easter Sunday. And as Ron says, really the only hope for civilization is a return to the Christian principles of once made America the most wonderful nation in the world. Good night, Ron. God bless.
Good night, sir.
Bye-bye. And this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there and listening to us and you're in a position to help, if you agree with our message, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And basically, why, of course, we do hope that if you believe in what we're doing, you'll join the Radio Liberty family or subscribe to our newsletter or purchase the various items that we have for sale. As you know, we have a line of spices. Why do we sell spices? Well, because they're a great product and because they help to finance what we do. I will tell you, we have used these for almost 20 years. I just got the idea. Why don't we offer them? And I think it'll dress up your meals a great deal. If you don't want to know about our spices, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. We carry the Berkey products, certainly the Berkey water filters, the Berkey shower filters, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We carry a line of health products, and you need to be taking magnesium every day, and you need to have a company that has a good product. And the product we carry is put out by the largest company in this country, a drug company in America, and of course, basically, they're a Christian company. They do a good job. And so you need to have selenium. You need to be taking a large dose of vitamin D3 to boost your immune system. And we have so many products that are good for your health. And you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927 with your immune booster, antibiotic. But of course, if you certainly you just call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a list of the various health products and all the other things we carry as well, if you'd like to get a catalog. But all of these things certainly help us to do what we do, and that is reach out 5 hours every day on radio, on the internet, by satellite, by shortwave, to reach people across America, across the world, with the truth and understanding of the spiritual nature of the battle that is taking place today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can certainly listen to our internet programs there. You can certainly watch the DVDs we have. You can certainly read our newsletters going back a long period of time. And we have links to a lot of our products and other websites we think are important for you to know about. That's radioliberty.com. And certainly then we hope that you'll tell others about our ministry. Let them understand what's really going on today. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it. You need to hear our talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. You need to hear Michael Shaw, Agenda 21, the wrenching transformation of society. We have a 4-tape set on Agenda 21. We have certainly 4-CD sets on so many subjects, whether it be on geoengineering or aspartame, or certainly we have the great DVD. It's on fluoride, the hidden agenda. We have a 4-CD, we have our DVD. It's called Vaccines, the Specter Haunting America. Vaccines, the Specter Haunting America. You have to know how to discuss vaccines, because some of them actually do good, but you just never can trust what's in them. Under any circumstances, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. So on tomorrow evening at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. You're in the right place. Oh, my. The world is heating up. Just what is going on? Not quite sure, but there's a lot of it. I don't know what that means to you, but the amount of chaos taking place has to be by design. No one creates this kind of chaos without expecting a response. What that response is going to be, I think it's going to surprise everyone. The country of Cyprus is in turmoil today, financial turmoil. If you haven't heard the latest, even Fox Business News is starting to say, oh my, could this happen here? The rest of the European Union countries are looking at the chaos and saying it's only a matter of time. Only cash is allowed in Cyprus if you can get it.